Ontario is reporting 541 COVID patients in the province's ICUs, according to the February 3 update. There are 2,797 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 56% were admitted because of COVID-related illnesses and 44% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID. Today's update also includes 74 deaths and 4,098 new cases. Cases are underestimated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,043,923 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 992,616 recoveries and 11,651 deaths. The February 3 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 74 new deaths and one more death that occurred more than a month ago added to the total 5,901 recoveries since yesterday's report for the new cases, 626 unvaccinated people, 172 partially vaccinated people, 2,921 fully vaccinated people, and 379 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 27 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 19.8 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 24 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to Indigenous people, hospital patients, and those who live or work in high-risk congregate care settings. Hospitalizations: 2,797 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 56% were admitted because of COVID-related illnesses and 44% were admitted for other reasons but tested positive for COVID. Among those hospitalized but not in the ICU are 536 unvaccinated people, 114 partially vaccinated people, and 1,282 fully vaccinated people. There are 541 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related illnesses, and 507 of them remain COVID-positive. There are 347 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness. Among the patients in the ICU are 179 unvaccinated people, 16 partially vaccinated people, and 211 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 84% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.7 million people. More than 6.4 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 28,493 tests yesterday, resulting in a 13.2% positivity rate. There are 10,166 tests still being processed. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are currently 205 people with COVID-19 in hospital, up from 204 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 31 people in ICU with the virus, which is the same as yesterday, and 12 people on ventilators, down from 15 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 3,833 cases, 572 known active cases and 18 current hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,925 cases, 198 known active cases and 9 hospitalizations for COVID. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,359 cases and 390 known active cases. The health unit does not report hospitalizations. At Timmins and District Hospital, there are 27 patients with COVID-19, two of whom were admitted for virus-related reasons. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 51% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 9,574 cases and 616 known active cases. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. There are 56 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 8 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 55% have a booster. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,015 cases, 45 known active cases, and 2 hospitalizations for the virus, with 1 person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 56% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,453 cases and 249 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 96% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 87% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,975 cases, 287 known active cases and 58 hospitalizations, including 8 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 56% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.